Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Where should I be looking?
At us.
Oh, okay. So just we're just having a look at
my titty.
Yeah. Well, look who it is.
It's Wendy Williams.
Of course.
Of course.
We have Casey on the pod today.
Yes, we're clapping up.
Woo! So we were like kind of, I don't know, deciding what the hell we were going to film. Yeah. That's always a bit of a struggle sometimes, but we...
Took about 5 hours.
Totally. We wanted to capitalize on the Drag Race finale. So we are recording today is Wednesday. And the finale's in 2 days. This will be out Sunday. So we wanted to kind of take advantage of that coming around the bend. Not only talk about 16, but just talk about Drag Race as a whole, because some of y'all have been screaming at us for, I don't even know how long, to do a Drag Race episode. And we need Casey here because I don't think there's a bigger Drag Race fan alive.
Yeah. Which surprises me, knowing the history of Casey, which we'll get into. It. We will get into that.
Read me fulfilled.
Okay. So where do we begin? Where do you want to start? Where should we go? Season one? Vaseline on the filter. Vaseline.
Once upon a time, a little black girl.
And Trixie coming out to that, waiting for the intro. And the Jujubee going, little black girl? Little black girl?
Yeah. Well, that was actually the perfect point almost, is I started watching Drag Race like season nine. And I was a latecomer, season nine. And then obviously went back. When we met, it was, I don't even know what season was on. I think it had to be like 11.
All Stars 4.
But the season before that, 11, I think, is what I was watching.
I think 11 was after, because I watched 11.
10. And when I had 10 on, Casey, I was telling Kevin, he used to come in and be like, I don't get, they're just like sitting around and talking all the time.
In my defense, every single time I'd catch him, they were in the workroom just sitting around the table.
Because it was the beginning of the episode.
Do their like Rue cap.
Yes.
Yeah.
He loves to slap Rue on anything.
Let's Rue vitalize this. Like, girl, give it up. Let her die.
Give up the ghost.
So he would always catch the beginning and he would like drag it a little bit. But then once I had All Stars 4 on, like he slowly started to sit. So, and then an IV into the veins, and then COVID.
Eyes widening. Pupils dilated.
Manila spaghetti outfit really was like.
Yes.
That was All Stars 4, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, I got into Drag Race season 3.
That's,
And I remember watching Drag Race, and like, as horrible as this was, I don't know if it was like internalized homophobia where I was like not comfortable with it. But I would watch Drag Race. I would come home from school. I would be sitting there and I was just like watching season 3. And I vividly remember it was the hairball where Raja came out and it was like the whole thing. And I just remember when she walked out, I was like, why am I watching these men do this? And I was like, what a weird like makeup and hair and like what man wants to do this?
Well, there was also like a taboo-ness to it, right? Because it was on like Logo. Like it was always on like...
on the gay network.
And
Cinemax.
That's
what it felt like.
But I remember like as a kid, like you would like click through that channel really quick and be like...
And that's the thing. I was so afraid. So every time somebody would like, I would hear somebody walking in, I would change the channel. I hit last.
Yeah.
And it would go to like SpongeBob.
I have a distinct memory. I have a distinct memory that like scarred me. I don't know how old I was. Maybe like 9 or 10 or whatever. And I was flipping channels and I came across, it was some show, probably like a Maury or a Geraldo, God only knows at the time. And there was what I think was a drag queen on it, but it was like so quick on the TV. I couldn't even tell you. Imagine if it was RuPaul. Like, and
well, Ru used to do that.
Yes. And I remember from the other room, like in the dining room in the house I grew up in, my dad saw it and screamed at me. And he was like, what is that? Yeah. Yada yada, like turn that off. And I remember being like, oh my God, like this is so bad. And I agree. I had the same feeling, the internalized homophobia of like, I think so many LGBT people, but gay men, as the three of us can speak to, it was this feeling of like, oh, I'm gay, but I'm not that gay. Because you try to set these boundaries for like, because of what everyone is pressed upon you your whole life.
It was a different time. It wasn't mainstream. No. And I think nowadays I'm so appreciative that it's like everywhere and I try not to take it for granted. I think sometimes we watch some of these runways and we're like, oh, we've seen it because drag is now on in every country. It's like it's advanced so far.
Yes.
And I'm happy that it's on the map and it's becoming more mainstream and it's sad that people are trying to take that away.
Oh, I know.
But I am now, I think, a bigger fan than you are.
Psychotically,
I watch every iteration of it.
So many times. He's ruined the All-Star 7 Vanna White ball for me. He's what I have.
That was the all-winner season, right?
Yes. Yeah. I have walked in on him rewatching that episode.
Okay. The Vanna White
45
one?
Times.
Do you have a thing for Vanna White? No. Do Rosie O'Donnell?
So I love Word Game.
Okay.
Casey, who was your childhood
one
crush?
One of my childhood crushes growing up was Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And it was because she hosted all the Nickelodeon shows.
Okay.
And it was just true allyship. I just didn't know at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like she would just, like, bully you in bed. I feel like she would just call you an idiot.
Yeah, Kevin, it's O'Donnell.
Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Doesn't that, that's
Do you want to unpack that real quick?
Kathy Griffin always says that she said, that's how she talks. She does that in her stand-up where she's like, she always calls me and she's like, Griffin, it's O'Donnell.
I always think of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, God, it's like, it makes me uncomfortable just thinking about her.
Yeah,
she scares me. O'Donnell. And how you could be sexually attracted to her.
I was
no tea if you are.
Yeah.
But, like, more so Casey.
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
No, it was that thing when you were a little gay boy. It wasn't, I don't think it was sexual attraction. It was almost, it's this weird blender feeling of like, I want to be them because I envy them. They're fun.
There was just like, she would host Nickelodeon shows and like get covered in slime. Like, who wouldn't want to do that?
Is that what turned you on when she got covered in slime? No.
All right. Here's Kevin taking it there. Yeah. Yeah, that's my kink.
Yeah. Rosie
Katy
O'Donnell
Perry
slime.
Getting blasted in the face, wig off.
Getting her fucking brain.
Got a fucking lobotomy.
Literally.
On the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so there's definitely that tepidness in the beginning for me to watch it. Casey ended up loving it more than me.
Yeah.
And now I agree. We watch it sometimes. I think I said it last week during the lip sync Lollapalooza. What would LGBT people have without this show? It's our only Thunderdome, really.
And, you know, that's a crazy point that you even say that, because I feel like any other show that wants to come on the map at this point, this is the show to watch. This
it's
is our
blueprint.
Super Bowl.
Yes. Oh.
So any other show that's coming on the game, they're like, well, we can't be that. So, like, we can't even do... Yeah,
exactly.
We can't do a competition reality show with gay people because we're going to be doing the drag race thing too much. So
exactly.
I don't know. Like, RuPaul really was like, and season one was only 2009.
Yeah.
It felt like it was even way before that.
Turning.
So it's amazing that it was, quite a bit ago, but even at that time, it was so taboo to do, but this is like amazing. The
totally.
Path that they've paved.
Yes.
Which RuPaul, if you're watching, I have an idea for you. I want a bar or like a, okay, you can go to a bowling alley.
Know.
You can go to like a karaoke thing. I want like a drag experience where you can go, you can like rent out a room. There's like boas, wigs, whatever, some makeup. Maybe there's a drag queen host. Like, I want some kind of drag experience where
you can get in drag.
You can get in drag in like a comfortable and safe space. Obviously, there's some dry cleaning issues to work out, but my mother fracker will figure it out.
Yeah.
But I wish there was some sort of opportunity to explore it in like a safe way. Because I think,
totally
on board.
Yeah, no, I get it.
There's obviously a lot of logistical problems.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I mean, it sounds like very much like the heterosexual wedding where it's like, let's put on a funky wig and take a photo in the photo booth. Like, that's what it's giving. Like, let's put on boas and look like idiots. Like, that's what that's giving.
No. Eat your leg like a corn on the cob. I will never forget my sister. Calls me one day and she had to go to like a bachelorette party, and that is not either of my sister's like gigs, like the whole, you know, like, I'm getting married, like whatever.
Yeah.
And she calls me like with like just death in her voice. She's like, do you have like a wig I can borrow?
I knew it.
And I go,
Party
like,
City lavender shiny
girl,
wigs.
It was my, yeah. Was and it? I was like, what? I was like, why? Yeah. And she's like, I have to go to a bachelorette party and we have to wear wigs. Like, so, like.
Was this Katie?
Adrienne.
Oh,
so,
I'm surprised. Katie would
I know.
She would have no part.
No, Katie would have said no to being a bridesmaid. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't have gotten that far. Yeah. No, Katie said that all the time. Whenever, like, in our early 20s, as Adrienne and I or whatever our friends, like, you would complain about being in weddings because you were broke and they're so expensive and everybody for their wedding now wants to go to Bangladesh and
Nashville.
Just spend thousands on a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
We were saying, we're like, oh, this is insane, whatever. And no, Katie goes, she's just like, say no. Yeah. Just like yeah. she would not suffer fools. Like she wouldn't have even done it. But I gave eight of my other sister. It was like my, it was like a blue. It was my, you know what it was? It was the Corpse Bride wig out. It looked like a Katy Perry. Like, yeah. And I give it to her. And she also borrowed like my Bae's Weekender bag. So I hand her the bag outside and the wig's in it. And she just like opens it up. She's like, that's perfect. And like closes it. But very much so. No, I agree with you. Yeah, it would be that kind of an experience. Yeah. Well, I also think as well, you and I underestimate, which I also want to go on record. Hi, guys. If you're new here, welcome back to a brand new episode of Beautiful and Bothered. Kevin and I, we hate nothing more than white gay guys critiquing Drag Race because a viral gentleman on the internet perfectly where he was basically saying, he's like, can you do hair? Can you do wigs? You haven't told a joke successfully since I met you. Like, you would be in tears if you tried.
Yeah.
Could you and I win Drag Race? No. But can we fully style a wig for the runway? Yes. Could we do drag makeup? We have. Could we make an outfit? Yes. We would do well. I could do the acting challenges. Yeah. I think I'd make it to a nice, at least maybe.
Top six.
That's giving me too much credit. I would say eight, maybe.
I would, yes. I'm home second.
Yeah, look, I'm theater. I could sing, I could dance, I could do the acting stuff.
I don't know, as long as you don't throw that in too
And
early.
I made so many outfits, dresses, whatever. So I know how to use sewing machine. I can sew. Snatch game, we'll get to it. But yeah, so that's why where we're coming from. I think our point of view with something like that is that like, that would very much not only be like a straight experience, but people who can't do
what we do,
makeup and wigs, and who want to just throw on a fun wig and have like an experience like that. Because you and I, if we were going to get in drag, which we're still going to do one day on this podcast, we are going to get in drag. Like, it's going to be like final runway RuPaul's Drag Race level.
Oh,
like
I won't be able to move. And it was so funny because the night I went to the I went to, let's say, an event where Megami was there before she was on Drag Race, and I was wearing my Gaga outfit, the meat dress. The amount of people that thought that was drag, I'm like, that this is not drag. This is me with a
this
dress
is Halloween.
On, no boobs, and this is a wig.
Yes.
And regular makeup. This isn't drag.
Absolutely.
That's insulting that you think this is, but thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But that's where I'm like, no. Like, that would be cute. That's Halloween, mama. This is the Party City Shake and Go.
Yes.
But I only wear lace fronts, so don't play with me.
Girl. So as we started watching Drag Race together, I feel like you really fell in love with it season 12.
Yes.
Yes. Which also speaks to your favorite queen, if you want to talk about it.
Wait, are we
back? We're back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're back.
We kind of just go and then come back.
We just go. We don't know.
Just checking.
We just do.
We don't know where we are. So one of my favorite seasons was season 12, which I know is not many people's favorite. But for me, it was kind of special because that was one of the first ones I started to watch full through.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the cast on that season. Like, Jan is one of my favorites. I got to meet Jan. She was super awesome. Really enjoyed her. Jada Essence Hall is one of my, she was my favorite queen of all time. We had the same birthday. Like, what I love about drag is when people have a full, well version of themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes winners stand out. And so Jada, for me to watch her go through what she went through, like her looks, I can still remember that purple look she did.
I know.
The look over there, like some of her little pieces, but I just love her viewpoint of this delusional beauty.
Yes.
But it's so polished in a way. So I'm so happy that she's going to be doing We're Here
and
getting more exposure. Like, I just think she's phenomenal and she's one of my favorites.
The other branding.
Crystal Method.
I know.
Gigi Good.
The other branding brilliance of Jada Essence Hall is the essence of beauty. Like, I'm the most beautiful person in the world. But the reason it works so well is because it's so wrapped in humbleness.
Yes.
Of who she is. So it's that dichotomy of like Katya. Her character is this fierce Russian streetwalker. But then in real life, she's like a giggly, crazy, sweet. Like, so it makes it
genuineness.
Funnier. It makes it work better.
It comes from a place of heart, and that's why.
And it was a very good. Yeah, I feel like you got a little bit of everything on season 12. You got Jada was her brand. Gigi was that girl. The twin
fashion.
Who RuPaul always wants to.
Yeah.
And then,
fashion.
And then you got Crystal, which was the
quirky
crazy
and fun. Yeah. And even that they had to pivot for COVID, obviously, but what they were able to accomplish.
Yes.
Like, imagine being those interns and producers being like, well, RuPaul's being like, mama, we need this to work.
I know.
They're out there taping their living room out with the Zoom camera, figuring everything out.
Girl,
like, that was something
always
I got
to
say.
What was it like winning Drag Race
and then shutting
closing
your laptop?
The laptop.
Yeah.
No, but like, and I even thought about that whole experience when they did that. I mean, I gotta say, unpopular, controversial opinion. Mm-hmm. I think Gigi's last performance when she did Take On Me, did that whole song with that full-fledged thing in her home, was way better than rolling around on the couch what Jada did.
I agree.
Mama, don't come at me. Gigi had a production.
I know. Yeah,
that was very cool.
Jada was rolling around on the living room floor.
It's always so funny, too, because it's like the standpoint of, at the time, I don't know who I was like maybe rooting for or whatever. I would have been happy with either one of them. But it's so funny how some queens that don't win Drag Race end up, it ends up being 90 times better for them than
it's
if they did.
It's the best thing that could ever happen.
Because it's almost like from a standpoint, and maybe that's, and I don't know, maybe I'm giving Rue too much credit, but like, I almost feel like that's what Rue realizes, in the sense of like, Jada has become such an epitome of the Drag Race franchise after winning, where I can't picture Gigi having done that. I can't picture Gigi having eat, sleep, and breathing Drag Race, being on We're Here, like that kind of a, like, I represent Drag Race 24 hours
a day. She doesn't have a, she has a commanding personality, but in different ways than Jada.
Where that's where I feel like Gigi shined by not winning and then becoming an actual model. 100%. Like walking
Bimini.
In.
Bimini. You didn't have to win, but now your career is skyrocketing.
Girl, watching UK, they don't need Drag Race if they paid him $1 million because they're getting paid $1 million to walk in like Jean-Paul Gaultier shows.
Yeah.
So that's where I feel like in hindsight, it was such a great decision. And who knows what was cause and effect. Maybe that's who knows if the roles were reversed, maybe they both would have went into this whatever. But Jada just oozes, no pun intended, is the essence of Drag Race to 100%. Me. Like, especially watching her on All Winners.
And so then, I also love an underdog, and so another favorite for me is Jinx Monsoon, because, and as is everyone's, but like season five, when you watch it, I remember like, brutal. You obviously knew what was going to happen. I'm watching it back, and I have no idea who anybody is, what's going to happen. And there were certain names I remember hearing, like Alaska and a couple others, but I was like, okay, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And when she won, I remember just this feeling of like, wow. And then to watch her come back for All Stars, All Winners, just like literally slam dunk,
like
home run.
Day.
Oh my God.
Out of the park. Just this is what they're born to be.
Because we went back during COVID and we watched all the seasons.
Watched every
Oh my God.
Like, because we had nothing to do. And that's what we watched during lockdown.
Because like,
Drag Race.
Watch this. And you were like, oh my God.
It was so fun to watch him watch it. Like,
my mom and I during lockdown, she was like, I kind of want to watch all of them, because we started her, I think, on 10 when she first started watching. And then she was like, I want to see what happened before this.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to see All Stars. I want to watch all of it. And she was incredible. And she was so like full into it. She was like, this is like amazing to see even how it's like filmed.
Yes.
The production level of everything. Like, I remember vividly watching season four from like the jump, because that's when I was like, no, I'm comfortable watching this show. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And just even going back to watch it, I'm like, digging through the dumpster on the first episode for the Rupocalypse, girl. This is disgusting.
I know.
But they used to do like physical, like in the full dumpster diving.
Yes.
And like, do you remember, was it All Stars 1? Yeah, going up to people in the street and like asking them
trying
to do
sell
things
like,
to them.
Coupons.
They're like, can you pick this egg out of my pants? And what is this show? They're going to get assaulted.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, not only is it a drag queen, but you're asking strangers that you don't know their intentions to do physical things to you.
Yes.
And it's, I think sometimes it's gotten a little bit lather, rinse, repeat. So I've become appreciative of certain special challenges. Like the first year they did, I think it was season 14 when they did Daytona Wins. Like, here's an acting challenge, but here's this spin on it. And we're going to make it like just different. And I remember really enjoying that. Or sometimes now, like, I don't need another RDR live. Like, it's the same thing. Lather, rinse, repeat. I have a whole conspiracy theory about.
Yes.
And every time I hear RDR live, I think of like Drag Race live.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, this is like SNL, but it's not, because
I know
the writing isn't funny.
It's not funny. Well, SNL is barely funny, but
but
I know
it's
what
like,
you mean.
It's not. Yeah. Tina Fey isn't in the writer's room for this show.
Totally.
This isn't
Tona
funny.
Fey is not in the writer's room.
God.
Tony Fey.
Oh my God. It's horrible.
And so we watch all of them during COVID, and then fast forward to 16, current season. And so Casey and I do a...
we're in a drag fantasy league.
A drag race fantasy league. It is like so fun.
This year was really exciting. We all got to pick our queens. Last year they did it like bingo style. We had to pick numbers.
Yeah. That's
cool. We had like a random draw, which kind of helped you. Because
I did well last year because I had Sasha Colby.
Well, yeah, that's like you're going into it like... I would rather pick my players like fantasy football.
Absolutely.
How do you like what now? I'm stuck and I lose money because it was a random drawing. No,
totally.
Like, if I know the game.
Oh, and Mama, we know the game.
Oh, we know it so well. I'm sitting there studying. I'm like watching the Meet the Queens, paying attention to all the things. We had to pick three queens. And so I picked Q, Nymphia, and Saphira. My number, I was like, Saphira's going to win.
Yes. And I picked Saphira, Q, and Plain Jane.
And we had talked about, we were like, should we split it up?
And it's funny because I think this opens up a conversation about the ideology of Drag Race, because I was even saying when I was picking my queens, I definitely want Saphira and Q as well. I think they're going to make it all the way, which I kind of like, that was a gag that Q was actually eliminated, that it's a top three. I was like waiting for him to be like, just kidding.
Well, the dramatic pause was almost like mean. almost like a little like, we're going to do a top four, but it was like, but thank you for your service. I was like, oh.
What's that thing you say, the woman? Think you shut the door, or the crazy woman.
Bye, driver.
Bye, driver.
But like, it was, I felt kind of bad for her.
It was gaggy.
Because like, how are they, is this just going to be like a season 8 where they're going to do like an original song? Like,
I hope. Because we'll talk.
I don't.
About, girl, well, okay. We'll get there. We'll get there. So I knew Saphira and Q were going to make it this far. He had Nymphia. I was like, okay, you have Nymphia covered. Let's try to spread the field a little more. I ended up going with Plain Jane, but I was this close to picking Dawn or Plasma based on the entrance looks and what we had to Meet the Queens, what we had from there, because we know the
formula.
Exactly. Not who deserves and doesn't deserve to get where they get, but the puppet mastery, the production of the show. And I said to him, I was like, Dawn, especially with that makeup, I was like, is never gonna get as far as the rest of these queens, because she's going to get the lather, rinse, repeat Michelle Visage critique of your makeup's the same every week. I want to see something different.
It's the doing it to Rock'em Sakura, Trixie, all of them.
It's fine that Saphira's, Q's, Plain Jane's, all of their makeup's the same. But if you choose to have a makeup style that isn't just woman, it needs to be changed at some point, unlike
everyone
else.
And show us what everyone else is doing to show versatility.
Can you dial back what you're doing and do more basic?
Also in that regard, because I agree, don't change for anybody on Drag Race, because it
just
proves
not to. And then my
other
thing quick, in case this is what you're adding on, was not Plasma, because the theater queen
never makes
wins.
It to the top
Rue
5.
Hates the theater.
And all the Drag Race like Wikipedia pages have proven there has never been a theater queen in the top 4.
No. There's also never been anyone who's won the Rusical in the US has never won the show.
I thought Plasma was going to like, and people were saying she was going to like break that curse.
Yeah.
And it speaks volumes of like, I was gagged to say Plasma went home with 2 wins. Yeah. And at that point, it was only like her and 2 other people had wins. I think it was Saphira and Plain Jane were the only ones with wins. They all had like 2, and he sent her home. And so I was just like, I knew theater queens didn't win, and I knew Plain Jane was more in the realm of what the show, because she was giving villain from the start. So I was like, she's going to be the Roxy Andrews to someone's Jinx Monsoon. They're going to want her in the finale. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick
because they
Plain
need
Jane.
They need the villain. They need the Candy Muse. They need the protagonist and like everything. Yes. So they have the storyline already picked out. They just need to find the chess pieces that fit
Absolutely.
To get to the end.
Yeah. So sorry, you were saying not to change for anyone. Like,
oh, and like someone like Dawn, I agree that like nobody should change, but I do think there's something to it. Like if you know they're going to say it to you for the Cher runway, go into it, do this beautiful look, switch up your makeup for an episode.
Yes.
They will eat you up.
Yes.
Girl,
and
yes.
And you'll win the challenge.
Give them something different.
Give them something different, because you'll win. And then you'll be basically in the top 4. If you know you're going to make it far, play the game that you know you're going into. Don't try and go in there and try and beat the system, because you know who the judges are.
Yes.
You know what they're going to say. You know the archetypes, essentially, that Rue is going to be like, meh.
Yes.
And be like, okay, unless you look like, you know, Violet Chachki or Aquaria, you're not going to get praised by her. But like someone like Michelle that does critique the same makeup every time, switch it up for 2 episodes
out of
16 and you'll go far.
I feel like with Dawn, I wish she would have went the way of Gottmik, of like Gottmik, right, could have become very lather, rinse, repeat, same thing, but listened to the critiques, changed everything, And I think that's why they were able to cement themselves as far as they were.
Absolutely.
Whereas Dawn, every single time, it was like a long sleeve. And
this looking like it was too like club kid.
Absolutely.
Where it gets, they do love that once in a while. But like, even I thought her chain look beautiful.
Absolutely my favorite. I agree.
She looked really beautiful. And unfortunately, it's always, I feel like when they break the mold a little bit is when they go home.
Totally. Well,
and my problem with Dawn was always, it was just the same. Like, I just knew it was going to be like the same. Like, give me some body. I get that you're smaller, but give a little bit of depth or whatever.
Yes.
So for Plain, my problem with Plain is that I feel like she is just trying to win the game.
Yes.
Like, I don't think who we're seeing is who she really is. Mm-hmm. I have a whole conspiracy theory about, we looked this up, so the RDR challenge, Plain played a very similar version of what Jimbo played on All Stars 8. And when we looked it up, they were like in quarantine for the show right around the same time that that dropped. And I think that Plain was like, this worked for her. I'm going to try it if I have this opportunity.
Yes, we looked up because I said Plain did the burger fingers thing, which was not my favorite. I was like, oh, like, okay, it's giving Jimbo, like with the big breastplate
and the baloney clown.
Yeah, like dumb
stuff. And then cut to RDR Live. It was literally a carbon copy, like the same skits from
Smudge Lipstick. Yeah,
they were gardeners or different profession, but it was the exact
the same
format
thing.
Playing the same characters. Jimbo looked exactly the same. I looked up when that Jimbo episode was on TV. It was 5 days before the girl season 16 girls had to go on lockdown. So Plain could have seen Jimbo do that character. And if she didn't, which I don't know, I would have to have a lie detector test taken, was shockingly similar. But I agree with you. I think Plain feels very Relaska-toxy, where it was very, they were playing to win, not playing to show any vulnerability. Or
Which started to crack at the end.
Exactly.
Right? We started to see that with the challenges of like, oh, I'm all about like, if you want to be like hot and mean, cool. But like, I don't know, give me purpose as to why.
Totally. Like Bianca.
Yes.
Like, give me that of like that confidence of like, I'll help them pack. But like, now you're just being a bitch. And like coming, because at first it was like this weird coming at people. I forget. Oh, no, she was coming at a mandatory meeting.
A mandatory meeting.
Great drag name.
And she was just so like awful to her. Like literally.
Yeah.
And you could tell too, it wasn't produced because Amanda was getting like actually. And she's like, I don't know what your problem is, but like, I wasn't even speaking
to you. It was intense.
When she whipped her head around, she was like, why are you such a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I feel like the producers were foaming at the mouth, because I think Plain was just this way. They were probably telling her, ham it up. And then Amanda was just not having it. Where I do think in the past, I do think that they definitely like, we've heard from the stories from Drag Race girls that they definitely have been like, oh, ask her about her dead dad and see what happens. And they're like, I'm doing my makeup. I don't think it's the time.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, go ahead, ask her. I don't know, but I feel like anytime somebody like reveals something, I'm going to say, give it, it's either that episode or the next episode, gone.
Alyssa
Edwards on the anniversary of her mother's death with the sister there doing the makeover challenge, eliminated. It's like when people are down, you just want to.
That is the best Trixie quote. She's like, that's a day on the job at Drag Race. Send your best friend home on the anniversary of her mother's death. Like, with her sister, with his sister there. I know. As a whole, we were kind of saying, okay season. It was a little, but I agree. I think it was the writing, which you said something brilliant.
So apparently was looking into the blogs on Reddit, trying to figure out what was going on this season. And apparently they're saying the writer's strike played into why there was more design challenges, less acting challenges, because they didn't have enough writers to maybe produce what they need to produce. And so it makes sense. I mean, we had a doll challenge where they make over a doll.
Yeah.
Even the book challenge at the end, they had to write something, which I'm like, what did you write?
Yeah.
Like, where's the submission? Show me the Google Doc. Share me on it.
Yeah.
Because
even the acting challenge that they did have, where it was like drag queens in space again, because we love to go in space with the show. It was so poorly written where I'm like looking at it. I'm like, this isn't. Nobody should win.
I know.
And it's the script.
I will say what I appreciate about this season, though, is it does feel like going into the finale, it's kind of like neck and neck.
I agree.
Like,
I don't agree.
See, I hate when you go into a finale and it's so evident that someone's going
to
win.
Like Sasha Colby was going to win. We knew that was going to happen.
Well,
I thought Anitra could pull it out.
I thought so too.
If anyone could have, it was Anitra.
Okay, so I always say to him, because Snatch Game, before Jimbo did it, and you're my witness, before Jimbo ever did it, I used to say, because I would always think, what would I do during Snatch Game? Before Jimbo, I always said, why has no one done Joan Rivers? Like, she is an ideal whatever. And now I always say I would do Samantha Jones from Sex and the City, like Kim Cattrall. Because I'm like, you have to pick a character that has such an over-the-top personality, but also, even if you don't know every single quote, which you should have a list of them there, iconic things they say, you have certain things that you could answer back to anything. Like, even
to anyone, anything.
Yes. Like, even with Samantha Jones, and when I thought of, oh my God, that's who I would do now that I couldn't do Joan Rivers, I always said, I was like, you know, Rue's test in the workroom when he comes in and he says, who are you doing? They're doing.
What'd you have for dinner tonight?
Literally, where he's like, so Samantha Jones, what did you have for breakfast? Or whatever, like that's always his test. And I always said, I was like, you need to pick a character that right off the top of my head, you can just go like, who needs breakfast when you have dick? Like, that there's Rue those
would,
quips.
That would send him to outer space.
Yes, totally. Where there's those quips. Like, to Samantha Jones, you could answer anything with a pun.
If you were on Drag Race, who would you play in Snatch Game?
Oh my God.
You were saying Samantha Jones?
I would
do
Samantha Jones. Because there's nothing you couldn't respond to Samantha. So,
I think I would do, in this moment, this is my answer. Yeah. My answer would be, I feel like I would try to do Rachel Ray.
She's got
some defining characteristics. I feel like enough I could play with and do it in a way where it would be tasteful.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like be, if I was Rachel Ray, I'd be like whipping out cigarettes. Yeah. Like, but I would be, it would almost be Paris Hilton Gottmik, where it was like the on camera, I miss 30 minutes.
Let me know when you're ready.
And then when the red light goes off, where's my cigarette? Yeah. Where's my whatever? Because that's Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think I would have to do, because you can't do trademark characters. Mm. So I would do John Travolta as and the term lad.
Yes.
I would just be John Travolta and then just in that.
Or show up as Edna.
Yeah.
How has that not happened?
Girl, that's
I would
genius.
Do it in a heartbeat. I would that literally just be, because you can't. Because we have a friend that auditioned for Drag Race, and he was telling me, he's like, if you look, you can't do trademarks. So if you want to do Mrs. Doubtfire, you have to do Robin Williams.
You can't do
the trademarked character. So I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I would do Edna Turnblad.
I think part of the problem is they color out the lines a little too much of like Anitra on her season was like Georgina Ramsay. Like they've just started to get a little bit too, because I'm all about like, do your own thing, have fun with it. But I'm also like, part of the point of why Snatch Game originally started was to do
impersonate celebrities. Isn't that the point of the game? The
like John Lynch Blonde did like
like Saint a leprechaun Patrick, on a Wednesday.
Patricia,
like
just,
like
it just I wish they would.
It's tired.
I think it
should go back. It has to be a celebrity, because that's very, you want to talk about
scale.
Drag Race
smaller.
Absolutely. Oh God, I hate when there's like 9 of them doing Snatch Game.
Season
like a shit show.
15.
Yeah, yeah. And
for me, a tight 7. Weed out the other ones. Get rid of the. Yeah, come on.
Yes, because you talk about Drag Race. You know, in its inception, was supposed to be a gauntlet of things. Which honestly, back in the OG days, you brought up dumpster diving and handing out flyers. That's what you did. Like, that's what drag queens, like local drag queens in the wild.
Hustled.
It was supposed to be, the show was supposed to put you through challenges that was expected of a drag queen.
Yeah.
If any of those challenges still even exists, is Snatch Game.
Yeah.
Celebrity impersonation. Totally. So it's like, that's what I mean. It is getting a little too wild with like, I get to play, my grandmother's sister's aunt who never
twice
existed.
Removed.
Yeah. It's like too...
My best friend's cousin's squirrel friend's wedding date. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the rest of the challenges.
Mirage's lip sync.
Oh, Madonna. That was...
When she went home, that was like... That was
hard. And it was Cher, right?
Yeah. Yes, Dark Lady. And it was like, she was started to do it. And it was... I was like, oh my God, she is going to like take no prisoners with the leg kick and the whatever. And then when you knew she didn't know the lyrics... I literally was like, we were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I felt like
and
watching it was like, a plane crash.
And watching her cry on the runway, like, it was like hard to watch.
I've always tried to put myself in the position of these queens. When you think you're like, I know this song by heart.
Yes,
even
girl.
If you're listening to it 5 minutes before and it's like, if you don't know the song, but you're listening to it. And just like the pressure of like, I'm about to go out here and I need to impress RuPaul, Michelle, Carson, and 50%
the hilarious
of that,
Ross Matthews.
The she-larious Ross Matthews.
You know that thing when a drag queen moves their lips and a song's playing? That's what you did. I can't.
I'm gonna
stand.
Hit you.
I can't and take I won't credit feel for that. Bad. That was Bob. I think Bob pointed that out on something, maybe Sibling Rivalry, where he said he was like Ross's critiques of just he says nothing. Where it's whatever it is, if it's a ball challenge, and he's like, you know that thing when a drag queen puts fabric through a sewing machine and makes a dress. That's what you did.
But enough of okay? Old Mother Goose Carson putting on his glasses. He's like, the ruffles, I love them. And that's all we get. And I'm like, anything constructive?
Yes.
And
yes.
He's like, I just love how it's all mishmash. I know. I'm like, no, that's the issue.
We said it this
it.
Season, girl. I'm sorry. I love Ross, but he's got the hookup with Drew Barrymore now. Carson, he go back and save Queer Eye. I want T.S. Madison as the only other judge.
Did you see the April Fool's joke that got posted of like, the judges panel is getting reworked. So it's Michelle and Rue obviously staying. And then Ross was being replaced with T.S. Madison. And it was an April Fool's joke. And I was like, oh my. And I was reading it because it sounded so real. I almost commented, thank God. And everyone's like, oh God, I forgot what day it was. And I'm like, ah, yes, me too. Yes.
Yes, I as well.
And it's, first of all, can't do drag. We've seen me do Johnny's makeup. Click
it was
the link
great.
Here yeah, to watch yeah. it. I want to watch judges critique. It's gotten so grandiose. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to dial it back a little bit because it's like almost pricing people out, which is why I always love design challenges, which I know we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. But I love design challenges because I'm like, I want to see some talent. I want to see some skill because you can have anybody design something for you and wear it.
Absolutely.
But it's about how you sell it and all these other pieces that...
Well, because we say that. We're like, is it RuPaul's Drag Race or RuPaul's money. Who has the most money yeah. race? And that's really what's happened now where it's like, we said it in the beginning where it was like, I felt like there was queens who got eliminated in the beginning of this season, like Hershey and Mirage and Tsunami were three in particular that I felt, were they going to win? Maybe not, but would they have had a little bit of a Jinx Monsoon glow up throughout the season? And yeah. would it have been so great to see them like a Mirage and a Tsunami and a Hershey that maybe were a little more shy than the top four we picked come out of their shell? And that was the fun part of Drag Race back in the day, was seeing these people grow into
yes.
coming out of there and having their revelation moment. And I said to him, I was like, you know, they don't even care about that now because the judging is strictly based on how much money you spend on the runway or whatever foolery the judges always comes down to, which kills me. And the first yep. four or so you sent home were the ones that could have been a Jinx Monsoon growth and didn't. And I said to him, I'm like, why that's so annoying to me now is that if Jinx Monsoon season 5 was on Drag Race today, would have been eliminated second.
Yeah.
Because it's a different show.
She wouldn't win.
And that's what kills me. It's like, we're never going to get another Jinx Monsoon because that's not what the show even looks for anymore.
Yeah.
It wants the Safiras and the Plain Janes and the, I'll give Q more credit because she and Nymphia, because they make everything, but your Plain Janes and your Safiras that had the money to bring an entire Cher replica dress that was like
walking in with
what?
A giant pumpkin.
Like, that's how? What I mean. Like the money, the girls with the money, it's like, and not to discredit what Plain Jane and Safira did.
Incredible.
Other than that, but it makes you realize we're never going to get another Jinx Monsoon.
Yeah.
Adam
no, because
Drag
that,
Race.
Yeah, because I feel like the star quality of the queens, like when Gia Gunn said it to Trixie, like the dolls are the dolls. It's so true because I feel like after season, I'm going to even say season 6, not even season 7. I feel like those first 6 seasons were like my winners. So that was like, they deserved, they worked hard, they did it. They really pulled through the entire season. But then other than that, I was like,
yes,
I don't know. I'm just kind of like, then I feel like starting with Violet, with like Miss Fame and all of them, that's where the money started to come in. These people came in polished.
Totally.
And then there was no real growth.
No.
And that's where it kind of gets annoying. And the inevitable, like if you lip sync 6 times.
I know.
Do I need to say the name?
I know.
That you're lip syncing 6 times. There's not going to be a redemption arc. You're not going to win the season. So why are we keeping them? I would just do a double elimination. You're both going home. I don't want you to win. Go.
Get out.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I would be relentless as RuPaul. I think that's where it would, like, I would watch the show more if RuPaul was like, you both were disgusting. I need you to go.
I know.
Like, Tyra Banks it and be like, actually,
I know.
Trash.
I know.
Walking like that girl. I actually just don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here. Yeah. I can't handle the pressure.
Yeah. That would be a
I can't do it. And just turns around. Yeah. And you know what it is? It's like, exactly. It's the way the judging falls sometimes, that I always rant and rave to you, and nothing aggravates me more than when a challenge happens. Let's say there's a bottom three who did really bad in the challenge. They all did just as bad. Then they have a runway, and one of those three people's runway eats the other two's for breakfast. Doesn't factor into the judging at all.
No.
So then why are we doing a runway?
Yeah.
Like, right. There's one massive element every episode that I'm like, okay, apparently this doesn't factor just gonna into ignore judging. That.
Yeah. Or sometimes when they're in groups and then judged individually. Like,
when they cherry pick when they're judging as groups and individuals.
Because then you can smell it. And I'm like, well, then she's going to be in the bottom. They're going to be safe. And then that's it.
The finale. Let's get into it. I hate a lip sync smackdown for the crown. I hate it.
I think it's, as much as they want to say it's random, it's never random. Because I think they have a predetermined, like, the two that they want first to knock out one of them because they don't really care.
Yes.
The person that's going to win is always in the second lip sync. That's always going to be like, oh, they're going to go away for right now. So the first two, neither one of them is going to win.
You're right.
So it's always the second person that they're saving their energy in the back.
Interesting. Yeah. We need some fact checking.
I know. So I don't know if I've ever,
so if you think about, like, specifically season 9.
Sasha Velour set the standard too high for RuPaul's Drag Race production, thinking that lip sync smackdowns for the crowns were going to A, yield that result, or B, unearth a hidden talent we had never seen a queen who never had to lip sync do. Yeah. But, drumroll, not everyone is, nor has anyone been a Sasha Velour since Sasha Velour. So cut the shit with the lip sync smackdown.
Asia O'Hara coming out with butterflies, and then you're stomping them to death. Throwing them, and then had to make a butterfly apology.
I'll never forget Cameron Michaels. The meme of Cameron after the lip sync was standing there like this, like breathing really heavy, because Cameron was an amazing lip syncer. And she's standing there and it's her side-eyeing like this, like looking down at the ground. And the words over it were, when you realize you just bounded butterflies to death because she didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
And she didn't know she was flinging live butterflies on the
stage. Did you ever see the meme? It was like a police room where they were like debriefing them and it was all butterflies. And they were like, this person is armed and dangerous. And she had to make a whole apology. Cause imagine they film those finales.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. So it's like, I think it's about a month or so that you film the finale between then and getting aired of like, you know, you f***ed up and living with that guilt. And then you have to like,
wait,
you have
the notes app
apology to be like, send it out. Like, I just, my God. Yeah. But that's where it's like, they try and one up Sasha. And I'm just like,
cause that's the thing. There's pros and cons to a lip sync smackdown. The pro is for someone like a Nymphia who's never lips. We've never seen her lip sync. Is she gonna pull out something like that? That's great. The con, someone wins who's just a better lip syncer when they have no wins and the other three in the finale have 4 wins each. What are we doing? Like, it's like having the Olympics, having the top 3 and then making them rocks, paper, scissors for the gold. That's what it feels like. It's that much weight should not be on this SmackDown that, you're right, is manipulated. We know exactly who the wheels landed on, whatever. Yeah. And then, but for me, I always felt with season 8, I loved the songs that got written for them. You needed to have established a strong enough personal brand that was reflected in your song. Like, even think about season 8 was Legs, Fat Femme Asian, Kimchi. That's icon, Fat Femme Asian. It feels like a branding challenge.
And it's also, you all deserve to be here. You all don't have to claw each other
That's
out.
That's what I'm saying. You've already made it to the finale. A, what is your brand? B, it gives you an entire chance to perform. If it was the season 9 finale and they had it season 8 style, Sasha Velour still would have did the rose petals.
I also like when they do the personalized songs because I feel like it's a good like send off to give them something, right? Like, they've invested all this time, whatever. So even if you don't win, you have this opportunity of like, here's something you can take on the road now. Season 14, talk about branding, Lady Camden, I Fell Down. Like, that to me was iconic. I still listen to that song.
Yes.
Because it was like, here's this moment, she fell down in her challenge, but what a beautiful arc. Like,
I know.
So clever. And now she does the whole thing with the mustache. Like, she's
totally.
She has a brand and something to walk away with. So I appreciate that. versus, yeah, season 15, Goddess by Sasha Colby. Like, yes. Here's another opportunity for this person to have something.
Yes.
Which, if I hear that song one more time, I'm going to claw my eyes out.
Yes.
Because I can't hear G-O-D-D-E-S-S. Like, I can't.
So good,
but I do think, like, even because this episode, just to prove to you, it is Wednesday, the 16th, 17th. I do think it's going to be Saphira.
Okay.
To win.
Nymphia is not going to go forward. And it's going to be between, I think Nymphia, they're all going to do a song. I think Nymphia will be like, so sorry, my dear, but you are safe. And it's going to be Saphira and Plain Jane for the crown. And Saphira is going to take it.
Okay, so you think
I couldn't disagree more.
You think Saphira is going to win. Who do you want to win?
Out of all of them, Saphira or Nymphia.
Okay.
At this point. Because I do think, I mean, listen, Plain Jane's looks have been consistent. She's been very consistent. She's won 4 challenges. So is Saphira. I think she definitely
which is
that.
Such a close. That's why I think people, like, I'm so invested in this, because say what you want about the season, like, these are 3 people. Like, Nymphia's never been in the bottom, never lip sync. She was close, but she never did
exactly.
And then you've got 2 people with 4 wins. That's, like, not happened.
No, but look at oh my god, what was it? Season 13 with, that was Candy Muse, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she was the runner up.
Yes.
The villain of the season, so Plain Jane of the season.
Yes.
Going up against somebody that we're like, okay, well, she better win because she's not the villain.
Who do you think's going to win and who you want to win?
I think Nymphia is going to win, and I want Nymphia to win because I think, A, you have to realize in the past couple of years, the RuPaul's Drag Race production, they are literally scared of the RuPaul's Drag Race fans because they are psychotic, like what they do on social media. And I would say for the past, 6 years, when they post the, are you team Nymphia, are you team this? The one with the most likes, especially if it's a massive difference, wins because they know they'll have the studios set on fire. So Nymphia, which I'm kind of shocked that people realized
so far? By a lot, landslide, mama.
No.
By triple. And then to add insult to injury, what's gaggy is, Saphira and Plain have 4 wins. Nymphia only has 2. But she's never been in the bottom, so that almost takes away a win for them more. And I gotta say, which I forgot to touch on, there was multiple times I felt Nymphia should have won, like the makeover challenge. Nymphia's, which we'll actually get to it in our looks, but Nymphia's makeover challenge compared to Plain Jane's carbon copy, same exact outfit, but brick house makeup on that poor man. Nymphia's guy looked, if you didn't tell, like, my mom he wasn't a contestant on Drag Race, she would have been like, he's as beautiful as everyone up there. Nymphia did the best,
she,
in my opinion,
which I think is
of making him look like a drag
queen. She didn't switch the colors, so that's what she got red for.
Which what the
who cares?
Why don't you wear lavender and he wear yellow?
That's
and I'm
it.
Like,
yeah. Like,
what?
And my other thing was looking through of our looks, we picked all of our favorite looks. We'll get into it right after this.
Nymphia.
Nymphia was the only one that had moments that, like, I think
took my breath away
and weren't just, which we'll touch on, let's just say, recreations of other people's ideas. It was original, unbelievable things.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get, now this is a stretch, because I do think out of all 3, I want Saphira and Nymphia to be in the top. Do you think we're going to get a double crowning?
No.
This season?
Like you were saying, who's going to get knocked out of the 3? I think
Plain Jane
is going to get knocked out.
I could see it going Plain or Nymphia because I could see Nymphia being like, so sorry, because we'll see you on All Stars kind of thing. But I feel like
Plain Jane? You think they don't want Plain Jane back on TV tomorrow?
No. Yeah. I'm not saying, Plain isn't winning the season.
No.
She's an All Stars type.
And I think production-wise, there's more tension in a final 2 of Saphira and Nymphia because they're both nice. They're both amazing.
That is
truly anyone could win. Because if you think about it, anyone in the top 2 with Plain Jane is the Candy Muse. Simone is going to win.
She's going to be the runner-up.
Exactly.
So the reason I don't think there's going to be a double crowning is because I feel like if we ever got a double crowning, it would be with 4 queens down to 2. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if you do 3 queens and then whittle it down to 2 and pick, like, that just feels like anticlimactic. Where at least
really brutal for the 3rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, just being like, whoa.
The Courtney act.
Yeah. Oh.
When they filmed in season 6, Bianca tells, they filmed all 3 of them winning, like they do, so there's no spoilers. And then they filmed a Bianca adore tie and said, thanks, everyone. And Courtney was like, okay, I guess I'm not winning. Like,
No, and literally not even saying like a Bianca and a Courtney, and like, you don't film it every which way.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
That's my thought there. But I'll be happy whoever wins, because I do think they're three very talented people.
Yeah.
I'll be the least happy, I think, if Plain wins, just because I think she has some growing to do and some identity development to do there. But I want Nymphia to win, and I think Nymphia will win. And the reason I think Nymphia will win is my hope is coming off that last win she had, she'll have had some time to really sink in the judges' critiques of like, they want me to lean into being my full, vulnerable, authentic self. And her brain just work. I feel like similar to her. Like, I feel like my brain works in a weird way where I'm just like, I'm going to do this weird thing and commit to it. And I don't know. It'll be sad to see like if Safira doesn't win, because she's that like mother goose or like just, I don't know, motherly person.
Yeah.
She's been like, she to me should be Miss Congeniality.
See, that's the gap.
Making the dress and doing all these
things.
She should
be Miss Congeniality, but she's not gonna, because no one in the final ever gets voted.
No, because you can't.
But I could see maybe Safira winning, but
I could see Safira and Nymphia at this point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Plain to me is already like,
she's the Fifi O'Hara of the season.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
God.
Yeah.
Doing cosplay after this and then quitting. Showing up to the premiere of your season, not in drag.
I know. Yeah. She's definitely the Fifi of season
four.
Four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you knew she was third out of three.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Plain Jane. Yeah. But I think it's going to go to Nymphia. Alrighty, now we are going to look at some of our top looks of the season.
Pew, pew, pew.
Okay, let's get it out of the way, girls.
Oh,
Nymphia.
I think we all picked this one.
Yes, Nymphia.
This was Nymphia in the ball.
The menswear design challenge.
She literally made this all out of menswear, and it would be one thing. Even if you took every men's tie off this, it's fashion.
Is it
fashion?
Yeah. But is it fashion?
is fashion. But then to not only put ties on it, but to wire them so that they were going off the body.
When your name is Nymphia Wind.
Yeah. It was
stunning.
Even the yellow boot, like, it just...
Yes.
It's the perfect amount of
the
yellow.
The color. Like,
you're not losing your brand identity in this look, because I still know this is Nymphia Wind.
Yes.
Perfect pop of color. Like, I could see this on, like, a Maison Margiela runway.
Oh, absolutely.
Met Gala.
Who said it to her? It was actually a shockingly good critique from one of the judges. Said, they were like, you have an incredible eye for color. And putting colors together that
Carson
most people would fear. Yeah. Carson, yes.
It ruffles.
That most people would fear.
Yeah.
But you make it work.
And like, menswear is so ugly. Like, how many times do we say
how many times have we ranted about it?
Yeah. Like, brown pants. But this is stunning. I wouldn't even know that she was given menswear.
I know.
Absolutely.
And imagine transforming this look into actual menswear of like a yellow shoe with this color, this and that leather. I would wear that.
Yeah.
In 5 seconds.
I would wear it.
Tell me about it. Yes.
Like, I would wear, if this was a full-fledged look with the yellow shoe,
a
yellow, like, Chelsea boot, I would wear it in 2 seconds.
And I almost even wonder, too, like, look at this tie on her chest.
It's two ties tied together.
It is literally, and what she did was, it looks like she overlapped them and sewed half and half so that it, like, turned and you got, like, that's attention to detail.
Oh, yeah.
That is the people that's what I'm saying. I want to see her performance at the finale, because I cannot imagine what her brain is going to construct.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And the fact that they've had now time, because even look at her makeup.
That's
here.
What I'm saying.
It looks elevated.
Girl.
Her makeup is
that.
Elevated. I mean, she is stunning, and I can't wait to see, because now when we get to the finale, they always look a little more polished.
Yeah, totally.
Because you've had time.
Bigger lips.
Pumped. All-star lips and teeth. They come in with Steve Harvey veneers and then pump lips like,
yeah,
I'm ready.
Yeah, in a Jiffy Pop reveal coat.
And I'm like, that won't be a reveal, Aquaria. That's okay.
Nymphia across the board. My favorite looks. She was the only one all season through and through that I was excited. Her
can I take it back? I want Nymphia to win the season.
We could just based him.
I do. Like,
I'm
I love Safira.
You,
I do. I love Safira. I love her. Love her. Love her. But honestly, Nymphia, I can't.
Girl, look at this. Next
Incredible.
Up is Nymphia's talent show. First of all,
stunning.
The outfit, which I'm sure this is like culturally accurate to, because it quite literally was a
Taiwanese dance.
It was an authentic Taiwanese dance.
Oh, stunning.
Makeup. Are you kidding me?
It's beautiful.
Look at the hair.
Masterclass.
Look at the hair. Gelled, mama. Yeah.
And look at the headpiece and the
everything
is to a T. Oh my gosh.
You can't tell me this isn't Vogue. Art. And we are sorry that we pulled from the Instagrams, but they only release the runway looks in like video format, and all the photos are like are fuzzy and you can't even tell anything. And if you're not a Drag Race fan, you don't watch, we'd rather give you the queens that they're like what they release. It's unbelievable.
Which we neglected to say this. I have no makeup skills. I just am a big fan and everything they do is amazing. And don't cancel any of us. We love them all and we're so excited.
Oh my God. Well, on the subject of makeup, let's say it. The best makeup of the season, Morphine.
Morphine loved Dion.
Yeah.
Girl, my God. This mug. Talk about,
she's running the Sephora. She's running the MAC counter.
Like the Navy.
Like the Navy.
Incredible.
Mama.
Girl,
you're joking.
This is off her Instagram. You know that. Like you can still, you can see the texture on the skin. This is not edited.
Yeah, because look at the glitter flecks all over the face. Yeah. She didn't edit those out. Mama, stunning.
Her See You Next Wednesday look was one of my favorites. That one and the
that's one of my looks.
Casey,
in here.
What are you doing? It's coming.
You already know.
Sorry, we're on that note. Let's go to it.
Morticia Adams, and I want to talk about from nips to navel, white body paint, mama. She did the ears, the back of the neck. She probably painted her hair into half.
Girl, I'm telling you.
My God, I mean this.
Her tongue.
When I get body paint, I don't want a face unless it's intentional, like a porcelain, whatever the case is. But if you're doing this, if you're changing your skin color, I don't want the neck and head. I want it on the back of the neck. I want it on the back. I want it on the and the crack. I want
and
it
look
everywhere.
At her with the fake girl. Everything. This is my Morticia Adams now going forward.
Yes.
This if she's not cast in Wednesday season 2, I don't want it.
Yes.
Mommy is now me.
Yes.
I married your dad.
Girl, I'm telling you,
like this is so
stunning.
She just killed it. And even this is more of a snapshot from the show.
Yes.
I mean, you've got to be kidding
me. The detail.
You've got to be kidding me.
She is just so deformative.
And look at it. It's I would believe that's her skin tone.
Yes.
And
I loved it because no one else really thought to do this.
No.
And especially for See You Next Wednesday, knowing it's a Wednesday, okay, all black, and we're going to do pale skin, and we're going to do this like
let me show more
goth
depth than that I can do. Incredible.
Wasn't she in the bottom for this?
No, she was safe.
Who was in the bottom?
It was
Maya. Oh, this was Maya and Plasma. This was
Plasma was a jail look,
girl.
Mama.
And this was also the dress Safira made for Maya. The horrible look from Plasma, but then this was the Bloody Mary TikTok dance version.
No, she absolutely stunning.
All right.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. It's art. It's
guys,
literally art.
Like, yeah, and this what always makes me laugh of like, let's ban drag queens because this is drag.
And Nymphia, again, to come in with that creativity and also come in with the education and the culture behind it, it's stunning.
This is fully like
Vogue.
This is Pat McGrath makeup to me.
Girl, look at this.
This is,
it's
a work of art.
She
exquisite.
Oh my God, I take it back. Nymphia is my winner.
That's why it was really when I was like, especially Nymphia picking these looks. Nymphia was the only one that served on the runway and it was original looks. Where other people, as you'll see, their best looks were a share dress. Like, and that's not okay. So good for you. You can pay someone to recreate a share dress, but can you do this? Like,
You're coming out like a mandatory meeting with a blue egg face cracked in half.
That's what
I
mean.
I'm like, because Nymphia's mine, as we saw in the season, she's a little kooky and she's a little out there, but that's where she's like, she's like a Bianca. I'm not worried about it because I know I'm going to turn it out and just watch.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning.
The makeup in this, this photo, I want this like framed.
Yeah.
That is like a Vogue.
100%.
It's unbelievable. With that blur, whoever shot this.
So clever. Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Let's jump to some of the other ones. Okay. We talked about it. I mean, it's quite literally a share recreation, but you know what? Whoever recreated, kudos for recreating. Kudos for spilling. Because this was unbelievable.
Yeah, she does. I mean, I will say these larger than life looks that she did bring, she knows her body.
Yes. Yep.
She knows that it's not going to swallow her. So if anybody else
swallow me.
Drop down the side of me. Yeah.
And that's where I'll give Safira and Plain Jane credit is even where in the fashion realm, yes, they might not have a Nymphia-esque mind, but they know their body.
Yeah.
They know their shape. They know their proportions. So that's where I think their fashion also comes from. Yeah. I mean, it's
totally.
No, her looks were, again, larger than life, beautiful. Ugh.
Except for I think she wore that breastplate that was too small for her.
Girl, what was that?
And it looked like little mosquito bites on her.
They
basically
were up here.
And weird. I was like, Mama, what are those little itty bitty titty committee mosquito bites you got going?
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, girl, we need a breastplate that fits. But then she she remedies the issue fast.
Yes.
Which, yeah, she had a couple
how
slip-ups.
How did she just, like, find... did she borrow someone else's breastplate? She
maybe,
had to have.
Maybe. I don't remember.
She didn't just acquire a new breastplate halfway through the season.
Learned how to make latex in her
she
home.
Melting, wax.
She has molds, and she's staying up with, like, little glasses and just, like, molding.
Like
her
the old guy redoing Woody. Fully.
Yeah. She breaks out the case
a little
compressor.
With a brush.
Yeah, like, it's like ASMR of her doing it.
Yeah. The way
painting
that
the nipples with Benetton.
That scene was so aesthetically pleasing when he's like wiping his eye with a Q-tip.
And he's
Woody.
Like squeaking.
Yes, that's what she was doing. Like with the
sewing the arms, just like
totally
sewing her titties back.
Oh my God.
Okay, so this was one of my favorites.
This was
we
one
all
of my
picked
favorites.
This.
Okay. So another
girl.
I love it.
I love this because it's so like on brand for her.
Yes.
And I love that. She ran with it. Like it was just so that this was, I can
this
buy myself flowers.
Flowers.
So to take this idea of this iconic look and Plasma had that old like, like
I just,
beautiful.
It reminds me of like Beauty and the Beast, but this is if like Belle was like going out in
if
Bridgerton.
Belle was in My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
My
absolutely.
Fair Lady Bridgerton. Like this is, I could
exquisite.
See Plasma should be cast just as much as
Lea
Jinx
Michelle.
Was cast in like Doctor Who. She should be in the next season of Bridgerton with this look. Like,
I completely agree.
To me,
exquisite
is a similar vibe to season 5 Jinx Monsoon. And I would
that's
love to see her fully
said.
Fledged.
I said that in the beginning when I almost
you two
picked
are
her.
So similar.
I know.
Yeah.
I said that in the beginning when I almost picked Plasma in my fantasy league, but I said it was like she's not going to win because they don't win the show anymore.
And it's incredible that the two wins she had, she's going to do amazing things. I don't
She
doubt
lives
it.
In New York City and I want to get her on the pod so bad. Yeah. I want to DM her. But
exquisite.
Being a theater queen myself, I mean, this is Hello Dolly. This was like my Hello Dolly. She referenced Funny Girl, but what I love about it from knowing even the costumes in My Fair Lady and Funny Girl and Hello Dolly is the originality of this. And it didn't, yes, you're right. The yellow, almost like Belle, to do the flowers with this look is so genius because to use the flowers to build up those shoulder pads and where that would normally be fabric.
And with a floral print. Gown already.
Absolutely. It's
it
not
would be
too busy.
Overdone.
Yes. Yes.
It's too many flowers. It's costumey.
It looks costumey to me. Yeah. Let's go to Miss Q.
So I love this look. This is one of my favorites. And shout out to Q. She made every single look she had.
Okay. She needs credit for
she deserves her looks this season were exquisite. And I think in any other season, she probably maybe would have made it to the finale. I don't know. Maybe practice those lip syncs. A little bit of Lane Bennis dancing.
Because the other queens who reminded me of Q, who, let's say the ones that like make all their own shit, like who comes to mind, Raja. Mm-hmm.
Raja O'Hara.
Raja O'Hara shined in dancing and where Q, I was like, oh, we can.
Looks.
I was like, it was, that's really what I feel
but
like bit her.
I just love this look and. The fact that, when she came out in the episode and told her whole story.
And now with this dress and the red.
And to do the red HIV ribbon awareness. Like that is just such a...
To explain for people who don't know, this is the AIDS... Keith Haring design. And then the red is like for the red ribbon built in. But what I love is when people try to do harkens to things like this, or even like, let's say the rainbow flag, whatever, it tends to be a little
Party
tacky.
City.
It tends to be tacky. And this is so elegant. Elevated and
it's stunning. And in the episode when she, shared her story about her struggle
being HIV positive.
That was absolutely beautiful. But I love it because it in classic drag, I love a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And to for everything that's happening in the world and what's going on for her to use this as a platform and an opportunity. Because as I watched it, I was like, oh, I really like this. But then when she explained when I realized, because in the back, you can't tell in this one photo, the whole red ribbon behind her, I'm like, what? This is. You're in a different stratosphere. And I just think to use your platform to do good like this is
this is how you
eventually change people's minds.
Yeah.
But absolutely stunning and just beautiful.
All right. Girl,
that
Plain Jane Cher. When this turned the corner,
I
screamed.
Yeah, I did too.
Because again, kudos, mama. Kudos for spilling for whoever made this dress, because it is so well done. And you know how hard... This is one of the most beautiful Bob Mackie gowns, and to do it so well, but I almost love that it was a little different. Like, there was a little bit, an element of difference to this one that I just found. Even the hair with this, the way she did her makeup, it was just on the runway with the white and the silver and the diamonds just catching the light. It was unbelievable to look at.
I mean, this is probably one of my, those ostrich feathers are to die for. I mean, and how this moved on the runway too with that, and with the hair, the fact that three other people borrowed this hair and it competed more than Serena Chacha, I lost my mind.
And that it's just a black straight wig.
Yeah. But nobody brought a black straight wig. But the fact that, like, it just proves to me that she, Plain Jane, is just one of those people that can, not everybody, I feel like, could have pulled this off.
No.
If
100%.
If Q wore this for the Cher runway, I wouldn't have been like as
absolutely.
Love, you know,
Well, there's that's about understanding your proportions, because the body, mama, the
body,
nobody pads. Yes. She pads so really well. It's insane.
Gorgeous. Okay.
Safira's.
How'd you pack this?
I know.
No, for real. Because what I want
to
know.
She needs a deal with like FedEx. Wouldn't that be the gag?
No, I want another after show. What you packing? How you packing?
How'd you pack?
How you packing? Yeah.
Well, one way in, one way out, girl.
Yeah.
It
exquisite.
This blew my mind because again, we're like plasma. I want this look, Bridgerton.
Yes.
Next season. Let's do it.
Make her the queen.
No, yes. I couldn't. When she walked out, the fact that it's royal blue and then it's giving royalty.
Yeah.
I was like, and then nobody else to me could wear a dress with these proportions, with this Marge Simpson hair. Yeah. I mean, and it's rhinestoned.
Yes.
Perfectly. And the dress is so busy, but it's so perfect. And then it's
stunning.
Oh, because if you look at it, take away like the side pieces. If she was just wearing that up and down, that's like, it looks like these side pieces were like, could be like Velcroed to her.
Girl.
Yeah.
Like it's look just at the way, detail because on it that. Snatches her body all the way down. And then it gives her that elongated with that different texture.
Covering up the slew foot.
Yeah,
my God. And then with the yellow nails, mama. I know. Oh.
It looks like she's in the live action remake of Beauty and the Beast.
Totally.
Like, that's right. Like when they turn back into people. Like that's what it looks
this
like.
This is one of my favorite looks from Safira this season. She just really, when she came out in this, I lost my breath.
Unbelievable. Incredible. Okay, let's talk about it. Okay. The makeover challenge, mama.
So I want to defend this really quick because you shit on it about 20 minutes ago. 100%. I agree with you. I think Nymphia should have won.
Look at this.
Why I love the Plain Jane one is because this is now the photo that we have. This is redone.
Yes.
The photo that they did together, horrible. The makeup now is better. Why I love it. I love the opposites of like the black and the blonde, and then it's in different places. I like that it's the similar outfit and everything. No, I'm saying opposite hair colors. Like this to me, they feel like sisters.
At this stage in the game, season 16, this has been going on for so long. I want what Nymphia did. Like
at the bare minimum, don't wear the exact same outfit.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question.
It should have been at least opposite color. Like,
that's what I mean.
Because I know for a fact, like when they're given, and this is like probably like kind of kills the magic a little bit, but like, you know, when you're doing a makeover challenge, they let you know size, everything, measurement. So you bring the outfits. I understand that this is identical. What happened with Safira then? Where Safira panicked and had to borrow outfits from Plain Jane. Like, was she not like, that's where
she
ended
up in the bottom
because the outfit,
but that's right. Because her blue outfit, like she couldn't dance them, but like, do you not think like,
I don't think she thought she was going to have to dance as much as she had to.
Mama.
Yeah. Which honestly, we said it during the show. And then I think Trixie and whoever was on the pit stop said the same thing. I would have rather wore what I was going to wear and have done Especially that your partner, this wasn't a season where you were making over a group full of super fan teachers, like, who can't walk in heels. Your partners were RuPaul's Drag Race Live dancers. Yeah. I would have wore that dress that and I could not walk in and said, we are standing still and you better make me Vogue the house down. It is all arms and head. Like, because
if they were both doing it in unison, it would have been amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
It would have made sense.
Also, very common for RuPaul's Drag Race, we make everyone dance in the makeover challenge, and the way they dance doesn't factor into the decision at all. So you, like, the how they performed did not factor into who went home.
It was all about the look and the transformation.
So you sacrificed your look for a 5-second dance that had no bearing on the challenge.
No. Yeah. This, to me, was one of my favorite looks of the DragCon 1980s.
Yes.
Like, again, just the, like, who thinks like this?
I know.
I'm going to do
a hot plate,
but do them as
a hot plate panty. Yeah.
Do them in that Madonna-esque, but then they're like,
they're
and
so
the colors. Who thinks to do that orange and purple in that way with the white, the thickness of the white lines?
You know what this is almost reminding me of? Oh my God, what's that movie? Is it Fifth Element?
Oh, I don't know.
Fifth Harmony?
No. It's like, I think it's called Fifth Element.
Yeah.
And this is like that vibe of that.
There are so many 80s references in this that's what I mean. Anything Nymphia makes is such a meal for the eyes, where it's like, first of all, we have the Madonna bra, but then there's also like David Bowie in here.
Yes,
and all
very
of these.
That.
It's very, there's, it's with such the hair a and blender yeah. of
I
all
like,
of these
in
things.
In the best way possible, I almost don't know where to look. Like I look at it and I'm like, what's my favorite part?
Morphine.
So I love this look. This was from the runway that was like the color themes.
Yes.
And what I love about this was this felt very different for her.
Yes.
And I feel like it did all the right things with her body. And she just, the juxtaposition of the white pop in the eyes with the purple, just like
makeup. Yes.
Stunning. And even with the feathers, like,
this is very similar to the Cher Bob Mackie dress. The way it was moving with the ostrich feathers dripping on the sleeves and the legs with the, you know, the rhinestones and the hat. But I loved the hat with this. And then this, what is Plain Jane's wig?
I just, for that episode to do like colors, which could be such a simple like thing, I don't know, there's something so rich. Like when I think of Morphine now, like I think of her in this look, and I think of her as like a little bit slutty but a little bit rich, like just overall woman. And I loved it, so that's why it was a favorite for me.
All right, and then okay, Mama Q made this.
She made it
in one day, and my only problem with this was I wanted the body white. If Morphine can do it, so can you.
Because if you're gonna paint your face white, the rest of your skin, then you need to cover it up.
Yes.
Yeah. Or paint it white.
Agreed.
And what I think, I mean, you could stare at so many different things here, but like this in theory should be ugly.
It's so busy, and it's exactly.
But again, it's like similar to Nymphia. Q really has an eye for design. Like you look at it and it's exquisite. It's art.
Yes. And then last but not least, was this what she wore for the
Lollapalooza.
So this was
literally
didn't even need to get in drag. She wasn't performing. I mean, not only is this exquisite, Mama, the makeup.
Yeah, like how do you? That's
art. Do you see this?
This to me is like amped up from the first episode when she did the talent show. This is like, how do I elevate that look?
Know.
I'm gonna do this.
Yeah,
and she was literally sitting there like, and I can't even tell you the way this read on TV. It like, I thought she had like a mask on. That's how
it was done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even from a makeup point of view, Kevin, tell me, have you ever even seen to think to do this makeup the way it was?
The contour on the nose, like split down the middle.
With the bare skin.
I was looking at that since you pulled up the close up, and I'm like, I would never even thought
to do that.
It's literal contour, but you're not contouring the nose. You're just doing bare skin.
But and to do the white only on. Can you believe that?
I know, because as soon as you pulled it up, I was like, wow, that's breathtaking. Because look how it goes right into the eye and hugs all of this.
It's a reverse contour with flesh. Like, I've never even seen this.
Yeah. This is so
unreal. She served art all season.
That's what I'm saying. I really do hope it's Nymphia, because
I do too.
As you see from these looks, man, it's just, it's crazy.
And every week, Nymphia was the one I was like,
yes, excited.
I want to see what she's going to do.
Yes, totally. Yeah. Alrighty, guys, that's it for a brand new episode. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify if you can't. No, yes, Spotify, because we're at like 950 reviews. We're so close to 1,000.
1K?
So, yes. Thank you to my lovely Casey for being on the show.
The lovely Casey.
Thank you to the lovely Casey. Thank you to my lovely husband.
Oh, it's so nice that you show up.
You are my wife.
My hungry boy.
Yeah. How was this? Your second appearance?
I loved it. It was nice to be part of the magic.
We couldn't not have you on a Drag Race episode.
I love Drag Race so much. And again, yeah. I can't do makeup as evident of things, but you can be a fan of things and, yeah. you know. Yeah. So thanks for having me. I loved it.
Of course. Thank you for coming.
Keep the cyberbullying to a minimum.
Absolutely. Yes. And remember, anything we said in this episode is just our opinion. So yes. If it aggravated you, calm down.
They're all amazing. Yeah. They're all great. They're all going to do amazing things.
Yeah. Wherever you are, we hope you are happy, safe, and healthy. And remember,
you are beautiful. Bye.
Bye.